Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is brought to you by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric, who remind you that through sharing change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. If you'd like to be a part of that and help, they've donated over $12 million to local nonprofits. You can learn more at sharingchange.org. Well, we've got the entire gang from Rutherford County Paws here. Last time, I think, Sebastian, it was just me and you. Everybody abandoned you, I think, right?
I know, yeah.
So everybody's back today, even Steve. You let him come back.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the beach.
At the beach, of course. Yeah, just rub it in, why don't you? You're even wearing your Tybee Island shirt.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go now.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You need to go.
Yeah.
It's worth the trip.
I've only been... Well, when I was a kid, for some reason, I was in Massachusetts and went to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
That was real fun. It was like 40. But, you know, only other beaches I remember are the ones on the Florida coast or the Gulf Coast.
We were in New York, and there's actually a beach in New York.
Yeah?
We were there.
Well, I don't want to say what was on the beach, but it was New York, right?
It was New York.
Never know.
So you can imagine what was there.
I was talking to Braylon about my daughter's pigeons, too. So now you want a pigeon? Have you ever had a pigeon before?
No, but ever since I found out that they were previously domesticated, I've always just wanted one. I love birds, but I have two cats, and one of them has a very high prey drive towards birds, as you would expect. So I'm like, maybe not right now.
I was going to say, you know, birds, I don't know. They kind of weird me out, especially when you see those videos of the ones that'll talk to you and all that kind of stuff.
But that's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
So cool.
I don't know. Something just...
weird, isn't it?
It is weird. I don't know. I remember my mother had a pet parakeet. I was really little, though. I'm not sure why my dad even... I'm surprised that even happened. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was scared by birds back then or something. Yeah,
probably.
So Sebastian, Braylon, Steve, all here. We're going to talk about Rutherford County Paws. And, Sebastian, you were saying that... you and Braylon can comment on whatever about this, but adoptions have been going well.
Yeah. So we just wrapped up our fall Empty the Shelters event. So that ran from the 1st to the 15th. And this was the biggest one since I've been there. We had 49 adoptions in that period.
Nice.
Yeah. So a lot of our big dogs, our longer residents, some of the injured dogs, we had a lot of great adoptions the past 2 weeks. So yeah, it has been pretty busy, but we're very thankful for everyone that came out and helped with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Braylon, you were naming them by name. So-and-so's gone, you know, they have their new home. And so some long-termers, huh?
Yeah, we had Mozart go. He was there for quite a while. I don't remember when he came into the shelter, but he was getting really stressed out. And so all of the PAWS staff and volunteers worked together to focus on him the most and give him the most enrichment and the most walks that we could do for him. And so we were very happy to see him go, along with some of our injured pets that can be kind of harder to adopt out, like Ferdinand and Sky. So we were really happy to see them go to happy homes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cerberus too, which he was just a cute guy, and we were surprised with how long he stayed there, because I mean, he was gorgeous. I think he had the dual colored eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh wow,
white eyelashes. So I'm like, why wouldn't somebody take him? And he was so sweet. But yeah, we were very happy with all the adoptions.
So what kind of dog was Mozart?
Like brown labby pitty mix.
Okay.
Maybe boxer
a little bit. More lab than pit, though.
Mm-hmm.
But he had kind of like a dog tail, and he was very sweet.
Yeah.
Like when you go outside, he always wanted to play and loved treats. So yeah.
Now when you made you mentioned a few that were injured, what are they, were they injured and they're getting over those things, or were they kind of permanently disabled, I guess, in some way or something like that?
So they both came in with ACL tears, and unfortunately, due to the resources we don't have, We couldn't do any repair surgery on them, and so we had to tell adopters, like, hey, after you adopt this animal, they're going to need to go to the vet for this. And so, which I know for sure, Ferdinand just got adopted, so I don't know when he's doing his surgery yet, but I know Skye just had her surgery, and she is recovering.
Wow.
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
From an ACL side, that's crazy. When you do CAT scans and all that, too? I mean, how do you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, we love getting updates like that from people after the autopsy. So yeah, we saw some updated pictures of Skye and got, you know, word about how her surgery went and that she's recovering, which is always nice to hear.
So I'm sure that there's, you know, after the surgery, then there's rehab and all that kind of thing that just like a normal person would have to do.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So those are definitely harder adoptions to place because people want to check with their vets. They want to get quotes on things and kind of see what that's going to look like longer term.
Sure.
Typically, you know, if they get the treatment they need, they'll end up having great normal quality of life.
And yeah.
Yeah. So please don't let that deter you from ever adopting an animal that's injured, because, you know, you could be the difference of like how quickly they can get their care and all that stuff, and have a little forever buddy with you.
That's true. So. That's true. I'm not sure why I didn't think that that could be a thing. I mean, I have chihuahuas, and they're really bad about having back leg dislocations or whatnot. You know, their back legs pop, and I didn't know. I just thought they were stretching because they got up. But a lot of times when they're doing that stretch, they're trying to pop things back into place. So learn a lot, you know, from that. So anything else coming up in terms of, you know, maybe future? You do the adoption day what about once a quarter?
Yeah, the Empty the Shelters is
Empty
once
shelters.
A quarter.
Okay.
But yeah, coming up very soon, next Saturday, we've got our annual Paws and Pumpkins event.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's our big Halloween-themed one. We'll have vendors and food. We're doing a costume contest. We got some great prizes for that. We're going to be doing, you know, you can bring your pets in a costume. You can come in a costume. You can do a joint costume. We're going to do three different categories and have some volunteers judge that. So that should be a fun day. We also got a whole lot of pumpkins of all different sizes. So anyone that comes, we're giving out free pumpkins as well.
Cool. What are you dressing up as, Steve?
Not.
not a cat?
I mean, no. Gosh, you could put on the cat ears and it would just be perfect.
Yeah. Well, I got my cat windshield shade in, so
you'll be a popcorn man.
That's it.
Yeah.
You need to get a popcorn outfit, you know.
Oh yeah.
Where I'm movie sorry.
don't do that.
Oh, that's fun. So what time is this? What did you
Paws and Pumpkins.
Paws and Pumpkins.
Yeah, that'll be from 10 to 2 next Saturday.
Okay.
The 25th.
10 to 2.
Yeah.
Very good. And I guess it's just anybody can come, just stop in.
Yeah, and we're doing free adoptions as well, waiving all the adoption fees.
All right.
But it should be a fun time.
10 to 2, and that's at Rutherford County Paws. And when Braylon, anybody calls and says, how do you get to Paws? You know, they want directions. What do you normally tell them?
Well, I tell them to turn by Sam's Club. Go down the road until you see the agriculture center and then turn left.
Okay.
So pretty simple.
Yeah, yeah. if you know where the Lane Agri Park is, if you've ever been to the farmer's market, it's just you pass right by it. It's just right there.
Mm-hmm.
Really
next door.
Kind of right there in the same complex area. I think they were all built around the same time, if I'm not mistaken, or pretty close.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's all kind of part of that one property. So, Steve, outside of going to Tybee Island, what else have you been up to? I'm sure you've been back at the shelter lately.
Oh, yeah. Taking care of kitties. It's still kitten season.
It's always kitten season,
well,
it seems.
Not really. I mean, usually it's over by now.
That's what I was going to say.
It's kind of slow start this year. And I was there yesterday, and there was like seven kittens and two adult cats. So it's still kitten season.
They're still coming in.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you need a kitten, go to Paws.
Yep. We got them.
Well,
you want them, we got them.
Of just about any age, too, it sounds like.
Well, yeah. it all depends on the day you go.
Yeah. How do you tell the age of a cat?
Their teeth.
So the same way like dogs too?
Yep.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. They lose their baby teeth as well after a certain point.
Okay. I've never wanted to go up to a cat to look into their, you know, look at their teeth, you know.
Yeah. You have to open their mouth. Uh-huh. They don't like that.
No, I've found, I guess it's just my nature, you know, cats just don't like me, I don't think.
Do you give vibes?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they probably, we have three dogs at home, so it's like, no doubt they smell dog.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Dog vibes.
Dog vibes.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
I guess so.
My mom, she has a dog, and every time she comes over, my very energetic cat loves her, but my other cat that definitely goes off of vibes, she's always very like, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But she's like the sweetest cat ever, so it's just funny. She's always like that with my mom, but she has a dog. So.
Well, I didn't know that you give off vibes, so no wonder cats haven't... We just haven't gotten along. My daughter loves cats for some reason. But she's a dog person. She's a whatever person. She's got pigeons now. I don't understand. So. Anyway, but do you ever have pigeons?
We have gotten pigeons, yeah. Occasionally they'll come in.
Well, we actually have a tortoise right now.
A tortoise?
Like mm-hmm. a 100-pound tortoise.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
How do you adopt that? I mean, who? I guess anybody. Yeah. Once in, I guess.
Yeah, people that... like keeping exotic pets or reptiles or something.
Yeah, I think they said it was potentially an African tortoise, and so they found it kind of just randomly, and so we've been having it in the back.
In a dog kennel.
Yeah, in a dog kennel, and it's just chilling out there, but I think there's some parts of the community that we're reaching out to see where we can place them.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine just coming up on a 100-pound tortoise.
I know.
Wouldn't that be so weird?
Mm-hmm. You see alligator snapping turtles hanging out in creeks, but even those aren't as big as this tortoise.
Right.
Yeah, this one's huge. It's talk of the shelter right now.
Yes, he did. Well, or he
walked slowly
away from home.
I don't know. I saw a video of a tortoise this morning, and I didn't realize they run so fast when they want to.
Yeah. They can move.
Yeah, they can move.
It's just not... It's rarely that they want to, I guess.
Yeah. But,
so, is that... I'm sure that you've had just about any kind of animal you mm-hmm. can think of come
yeah,
through.
Yeah, we get some livestock, pigs, goats, sheep, that kind of stuff as well.
Big lizards.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be Steve the Lizard Man Edwards?
No, okay. I wasn't the Lizard Man that day, and
I'm not either.
Thankfully, it was in the cat room.
Oh yeah,
in one of the cat kennels, and I walked in. I'm like, what in the world is that?
Let me pet that. Huh?
I didn't want to pet it. No, it was probably 3.5 foot long.
Wow.
At least, of course, said it had like part of its tail was missing. So. And it was found in this lady's garage, and she called her neighbor, and he took some cardboard and corralled it over in the corner and called Paws, and they came and got it. Mm. And as soon as it hit the floor, a little girl saw it on the website, and she came and adopted it right then.
Are you kidding?
Oops.
Wow. That and snakes, I don't understand.
Yeah, me either.
I love snakes.
Okay. I thought you would.
Yep.
I mean, birds and snakes and cats and you're like my daughter. Anything, right?
Yes, 100%.
So you're like in heaven, I would assume. You know,
yes, it's just
like
all the time.
The Critter City.
Strangest thing that comes in, you're right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, anything? I know we've got Paws and Pumpkins mm-hmm. next Saturday, 10 to 2. Anything else you want to pass along to us this morning?
Well, I'd like to mention that if you have a group or you're just interested in getting hours for school or anything like that, that we have some days coming up for temporary volunteers. So basically it's just maybe like 2 hours in a certain day on a certain date where we will do certain things around the shelter, like maybe helping clean the shelter, clean the play yards, prep enrichment for the cats or dogs, stuff like that. So if you have any interest in that, you can email our PAWS email, like paws@rutherfordcountytn.gov, or go to our website and fill out an application. But can I talk about like foster and volunteer?
Sure, okay, absolutely. Cool.
Well, I want to let you guys know that our foster program has been doing amazing this year, and we're still needing more people for it. Though we've saved at least the lives of 15 kittens this year, so that's really awesome. And the more members of the public that sign up to foster neonatal kittens and puppies, the more lives we can save. So if you're interested in that, definitely apply on the website. And then with volunteering, our program is doing great, but we still need weekday volunteers. So if you're bored during the weekday, or maybe you want to pet on some cats and dogs,
go to PAWS.
Yeah, go to PAWS. Because we're always accepting of new people wanting to come in and help the animals, help our shelter stay looking nice and clean, stuff like that. So, and if you're a handyman too, because sometimes we need things fixed. So, yeah.
Good. You know, I think Sebastian mentioned this last time about, you know, kind of expanding the volunteer opportunities, mm-hmm. and offering, you know, that short-term volunteer opportunity. So that's just another way you're trying to expand that, I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I've had repeat groups come back.
Yeah, I bet.
I have groups that are like high schoolers. I have some that are corporate businesses that come in and do a volunteer day together. And all of them, at the end of their visit, they're always like, we want to come back, we want to do it again. So,
and they do.
Yeah, well, they
that's
do.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to have volunteer help in it.
It is. I've done it over 3 years now, so, and I'm not quitting.
You're not.
Not quitting.
unless you've got a week when you've got to go to Tybee Island or
yeah.
something. you wore the shirt today. Yeah. It just reminds me every time I look at you, though. But it's rewarding for people who are just looking for something to structure their day.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's awesome to go in and pick up a cat or a kitten and walk over to the, pick it up and walk over to the window and just let it look outside, mm-hmm. without the kennel door. You know, it makes a difference.
Or if you're a dog person, like I've been deemed apparently today, I give off dog vibes, you know, opportunities to help walk the dogs and, you know, just give them some enrichment.
Mm-hmm. Anything. And, you know, I had a little kitten yesterday just laying in my arms and went to sleep. And, you know, it was time for me to go. And I'm like, I woke him up and put him back in his kennel and went on home.
Was it the brown and white tabby? Was it that one? Yeah. He's a sweetie.
Yep.
I love him.
They're all sweeties. And then the little marbly one,
mm-hmm.
That his sibling was gone. So, but yeah, same way. Just love to be held. And Tuesday when I was there, they didn't want to be touched. They didn't want to be handled. They didn't want to be picked up. They didn't want to be, you know, nothing. But yesterday it was like different animals.
Yeah.
They were right there, you know, coming to me as soon as I opened the kennel door. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you got three cats climbing on you, it's awesome.
Yeah. And our volunteers and fosters make a difference with that, because I always can tell when a kitten's been loved on a lot. Or if they went to a foster home, because they're so affectionate and sweet. And sometimes even if they don't, they'll still be that way. But they definitely get the proper socialization and proper care when volunteers, staff members have time. You know, they get the proper support.
Mm-hmm. So it's paws.rutherfordcounty.gov, right?
RutherfordCountyTN.gov.
TN. I always forget that TN
yeah.
part. So, paws.rutherfordcountyTN.gov. And appreciate you all being here today for sure.
Yeah, thanks for having us out again.
Thank you.
And we'll do it again here on WGNS and Rutherford Issues. Don't forget, if you want to check the podcast, we'll have it up shortly. WGNSradio.com. Mm-hmm.